bringing us to the idea of sensory work itself, where sounds of creaking floorboards from the television, the radio, and often one's own voice, movements of a pulsing breeze passing, seeing vehicles seen from behind window panes, and the ability to astutely recollect the patterns made from daily processions made by one's own feet as they walk, pace, swiftly trekking ruts onto the once plush carpeting that connects each part within this sense of home they know so well. Sights of lights in its innumerable variations, of skies and the sweeping motions of cloud cover, the sun's position in the sky as it looks down upon its daytime kingdom, whereas in the twilight of the day, as light dims and darkening shrouds the fabric of the hour, it can thus be seen as an ever-apportioning scene of motion in the beams it respectfully decrees upon life's pastures and fields of evening's reckonings. Textures, smooth, slippery, coarse, prickly, and the others certainly belonging here, affect in each their own distinct mannerism, from the sultry seduction of fine thread to the sandpaper scowl brushed upon hands unfamiliar with laborious knees. Taste and the plenitude of sensations experienced by a tongue that, while not being directly in cognizant pursuit of life's savory stimulations, accepts the gamut of responses gifted upon, from the sweetness of the juicy fruit plucked ripe from its garden's vine to the flavorful heat produced from wasabi, horseradish, and the habanero, to mention but a few of the limitless possible reasons for ingredient design. Taste goes much further than the pleasure found upon its momentary tongue. Each sensation signifies and recalls other moments, those that simply will not escape, yet never either fully embrace to their fullest potential. Smell, the wafting of freshest aromas emanating from the kitchen nook or from the outer world, drifting through the streets and briefly connecting your enclosed realm to that which it surrounds. It's these sensations that are given qualities much deeper than their traits allot for. Mortal coils and wrap themselves around the experiences that come upon the lonely man, where to each he imprints connections in, giving life to that which is inanimate, providing companionship from unlikely suitors. In here, friends are constructed, times are struck, building realities unlike any others, where synaptic pleasure goes beyond what the un alone could posit.